Quoting Paul, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. But now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints, for it hath pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are in Jerusalem. It hath pleased the Macedonians and Achaeans, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal, material things. Which therefore I have performed this, and have sealed to them this fruit. I will come by you unto Spain. When therefore I have performed this, and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea." And my interjection, Judah in the Bible is a Hebrew patriarch, the fourth son of Jacob and Leah. The tribe of Israel traditionally descended from him, the most powerful of the 12 tribes of Israel. Judea is the southern part of ancient Palestine, occupied by the tribe of Judah after the reign of Solomon in 930 BC. It formed a separate kingdom from Israel and later became known as Judea. Continuing, "And that my service, which I have for Jerusalem, may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed." And that's from Romans 15. Shall we sum up the techniques of the Plato's tribesmen for controlling us? Now that we see that for them, commanding our energy is everything. And that since Jesus came, he became power's obsession, flooding wherever the place his message went with the disorder of war and false prophets. And that there has been, so far as I know, zero on the money opposition since Paul. Though our saying this is by no means meant to disparage the courage of the countless who committed acts of resistance based on the teachings of Jesus across the millennia. And of course, for success, we needed Nicola. Power's techniques of suppression of our resistance have been effective. Control the messages, media, and education. Con the children. Throw in a lot of division, violence to demoralize, war if the people find love as the ruler of their lives. Use EMF on older and wiser folks. Blast away on those already awake. But because of Prince and all the other prophets, there is hope. They are so important, the prophets, because hope is everything. Create hell on earth and we start to lose interest in this whole being alive project. Not good. Not good for materializing love in the world, which is what we're here to do. But prophets bring the hope, which is why Prince said, prophecy is what we have to go by now. I'm interested in this being nothing question that comes from being a tool. What feeling goes with it when the infinite is your master? Hard to answer, because my continuous growth is due to Prince, and there are so many feelings for me caught up in him. But the reconciliation of them is love, which is my reasonable service, that which comes from my process of reflection. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for continuing archival shows from 2015, after a couple of those shows, one from a few months back. I love you. Stay strong. Until next week, peace.